From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. president defends his Iran agreement. Barack Obama says the Iran nuclear accord represents the world's best means of ensuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. He told a White House news conference that the pact cuts off every single path for Iran to build an atomic bomb. He declared the agreement will make the United States, its allies, and the world safer and more secure. He faces wide opposition to the pact, mainly from Republicans. Demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails at police guards in front of Greece's parliament building as lawmakers began debate on demands by lenders. European creditors have demanded parliamentary approval as a starting point for negotiations on a new bailout for the debt-ridden country. Police responded to the demonstrations with tear gas. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed at least 45 people in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say gunmen stormed the town of Mainak on Monday, killing at least 30 people. The gunmen set fire to hundreds of houses, and one report said some of the dead were burned beyond recognition. Later on Tuesday, gunmen attacked the village of Warsala on the border between Borno and Yobe states. A resident of the village says 15 people were killed. The leader of the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan has endorsed negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek an end to the 14-year-old war. A statement by Taliban leader Mullah Omar Wednesday offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The Taliban leader said the dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan and establishing what he called a pure Islamic state in the country. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed and 16 wounded in fighting between government forces and pro-Russian rebels. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. A truce signed by Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany requires both sides to withdraw heavy weapons from the line of fire, but violations are regularly reported on both sides. Mexican troops were deployed Wednesday in the municipality of Badiraguato, including roads leading to La Tuna, the birthplace of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Officials are trying to recapture him following his recent escape from prison. Mexican police are engaged in a manhunt throughout the country, stepping up border security and shutting down an international airport, in addition to setting up checkpoints. New close-up photos of Pluto are a surprise to scientists at the U.S. space agency NASA. The region near Pluto's equator reveals a range of young mountains rising as high as 3,500 meters. The mountains are one revelation of New Horizons, the unmanned NASA spacecraft that whizzed by the dwarf planet Tuesday following a nearly 10-year journey. The nuclear-powered New Horizons snapped pictures of Pluto as it flew by. A German court has sentenced a 94-year-old former Nazi officer to 4 years in prison. Oskar Gröning had worked as a bookkeeper in the Auschwitz death camp during World War II. The court in Lüneburg on Wednesday found him guilty of more than 300,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. He had admitted working in the death camp, collecting money and belongings from the Jews arriving there from May to July of 1944. Most of those prisoners were gassed to death soon after they arrived. China's economy grew at a slightly faster than expected pace in the last quarter, according to official data released by the Chinese government on Wednesday. The second quarter growth rate of 7% is equal to that of the previous quarter, but is China's slowest quarterly rate of expansion since early 2009, following the global financial crisis. A group of human rights organizations is urging U.S. President Barack Obama to use his upcoming trip to Kenya to press the government there to improve its human rights record. Human Rights Watch released a letter Wednesday on behalf of 17 organizations. The letter said the organizations are concerned that Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is undermining Kenya's constitution and the nation's commitment to international human rights laws under the pretext of promoting national security and combating terrorism. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.